For the majority of today's society, the internet has become an essential part of everyday life. People use the internet to search for information, communicate, shop, listen to music, watch movies, and play games. The internet is thus used to collect information related to work and studies, but also as a source of entertainment. As the internet becomes an increasingly integrated part of everyday life, it is crucial importance to enhance our understanding of the determinants of online human behavior. Therefore, today I invited an American influencer, widely known as Lottie, society history professor at Cambridge University, who wrote the book titled How Social Media Destroys Our Society, Inés, and two gymnasium students who tried to live without the internet for a month, Olivier and Maike. Thank you for joining me today. Today we will discuss and investigate the topic of the extent to which personality is related to the internet activities. Whether this relationship depends on the type of internet activity and whether it differs across generation cohorts. Okay, so today the very first question I want us to discuss is how does the internet affect our personalities? And the very first person I want to ask this question is our history professor at Cambridge University, Inés.
So first of all, thanks for having me. And yeah, I just wrote a book about how the internet destroys our society as a whole. And when I did my research, I found that actually any addiction we know about changes our personality and all the way we act and relationships as well. And I decided and concluded that we have five main personality traits that define our personality.
Oh, that's very interesting. Can you please elaborate on that?
First of all, we have extroversion, which is the tendency to seek for others' company and have a fluent conversation with them at all time. Then we have conscientiousness, which is the tendency of being organized and having all in place, which is for more neurotic persons. Then the openness to experience, which is indicated for those individuals with a high degree of curiosity and then creativity and just wanting to seek for more information at all time. In fourth place, we have agreeableness, which is the measure of one's trust and helping others with their own nature, and neuroticism, which is the predisposition of an individual to have psychological stress frequently and along the day several times. So within my research, I explained that these five personality traits get messed in people's brains, so they confuse and start being not clear about what they want and which one do they want to choose, so that confuses them and just messes them up. And yeah, I just concluded that that's the whole point of erasing the internet of our lives.
What would you say is the main negative aspect that affects our personalities of the internet?
I would say, in my opinion, that it's just the fact that as we all are searching in the same source, we have the same access to the same information and we just erase our own personalities and our own differences.
Okay, thank you, Inés. So, our professor made a very controversial point, saying that the internet erases our personalities. We actually have a guest that has a very prominent internet personality, our influencer, Lottie, and she will maybe have anything to add to that point.
Thank you very much for having me. I would like to actually argue that point and say quite the opposite, because I think that the internet gives us the possibility to really maybe form new characteristics of our personality and to like really express it. You can see that throughout the history when the internet starts evolving and like getting more important, that gender roles, all these like LGBTQ, what else, for example, feminism, that this all like really increases and becomes important, and that you have these like important campaigns that are mainly based on the internet. So I think instead of like erasing our personalities, now you have this whole diversity around the world, and you can interconnect with people who maybe feel the same, who had kind of a similar story or a similar personality, and you have not only this like really small part of the world that you live in, like your town or something, that you maybe struggle to find people who have the same opinion or the same character as you do.
Thank you, Lottie, for your opinion. Our next two guests are our two students, Olivier and Maike, who will kindly explain us the experiment that they try to conduct of not using the internet for a whole 1 month. And I want to ask you guys, do you think that the usage of the internet changed your personality for the better or for the worse? And do you think that we should continue using the internet as much as we do right now, or should we sort of lay back and stay away from it?
Well, first of all, also thank you for having me today, or for having us today. Well, I think we both did the experiment very differently. And first of all, I was very, very surprised how good it went and how happy and free I felt, because I used to be very, well, in person, I'm an anxious and introverted person, and I'm very shy. And on social media, I try to appear confident. I try to seek for approval, because I wanted everyone to like me, because in school I'm not that extroverted. But I think that that way I developed real mental issues. I suffered from anxiety a lot and depression, because I saw how everyone's so perfect on social media, for example, like influencers, and how they have the perfect bodies. They always eat healthy. They do great stuff that I can't imagine to do, or that I could never do because I have to go to school, because I want to have a graduation. So I was very surprised how good it went, because first of all, I thought, well, no, I can't live without social media. I have to contact my friends. I have to stay in contact. I have to appear cool. I have to be there or be present. But it went so great, and I really came back to my normal personality, and I just widened my horizon, kind of, because I saw, well, I don't need it. I can live without it, and I can still have friends, and I'm not, like, fake, in a way.
Thank you also for having me. During the experiment, I had a completely different results, because after I stopped using it, I couldn't even finish the experiment because of how lonely and lost I was during the school time, when people were talking about content or special topics that were happening on social media. I completely didn't know what they were about, and I didn't have anything to talk about, because I'm an extroverted person, so I felt a little bit lonely and didn't know what to talk about with people. Without the internet, I also lost motivation to work and just didn't know what to do with myself. After school, I mostly used my free time to look at social media, my idols, and just the way they motivate me to work out, educate myself better, read some books or things like that. But without the social media, I didn't really know what to do, and it just showed me how dependent I am on it, and it just showed me also how big part of our lives is social media.
Would you suggest, especially our generation, Gen Z, to try out this experiment for themselves?
Yes, I thought it would be a really good idea because everyone would see if they are really dependent on the internet and if it is good for them and if they should use it as frequently as they do, because for some people it is really useful and just makes them happy, more motivated, but for some it causes, like Mike said, anxious and introverted people are lost and don't know what to do. They also develop depression because of the perfect people, perfect bodies they see on the internet. So I think it would be a really good idea.
Thank you so much, Olivier and Maike, for your answer. But I have another interesting point I want to touch upon, is the age factor of the perceivance of the internet. Because personally, the internet changed my life for the better. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I started using it at a very young age. I had the access to everything I wanted to find out. And I got to meet new people. I learned something new every single day. And I feel like without the internet, I would still be maybe even like conservated and homophobic even maybe. Or maybe even racist. Is that maybe controversial to say? But I live in a very prominently racist country, and the internet opened my eyes and broadened my spectrum of life. And do you guys have anything to add to that?
Well, I have to say I have mixed feelings about it. On the one hand, I mean, I totally get your point, and I think it's a good influence. On the one hand, it's a good influence, but also the majority of users, I think the majority in general on social media, are young people who are in the process of shaping their personality. And if they come into contact with social media far too early, I think they can easily be influenced by creators on social media. And then these young people admire these perfect and great idols and influencers, and they're not aware of the fact that most of the photos are edited or photoshopped, or that the influencers only show the good and fun side of their life, as we mentioned before. So I think it can also be very dangerous, because some of these influencers just manipulate the people and only get after the money, only get after clicks and followers, which I think is very dangerous.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Okay, in my opinion, I agree with Maike mostly, but it is a really complicated topic because it depends on many things. Because one, age, the age you start to use the internet, but also what type of influencers you're looking at and just listening
exactly.
to. Because everyone sees different things on the internet because of how large it is. So it also depends on your personality, if you take everything in and just think it's true, or you really think about what people say on the internet and just if it's true, you check the information. It always depends on those things, but mostly I think young people they tend not to check the information they're listening to. So I think age is a really big factor in development.
Okay, thank you. So, Liselott, we heard a lot of negative opinions about the usage of the internet and the way even influencers impact the younger generations. What would you say is your opinion on this topic?
Well, you know, obviously I'm an influencer myself, so I kind of have to defend all my colleagues. And I would say that the internet obviously has disadvantages, but show me one thing that is without any disadvantages. I think that the internet has great possibilities for all of us, and especially influencers are now starting to use their followers for better things to do, for example, to promote body diversity or not these like typical ideals anymore. And also, I mean, you can see with the war that now happened in Ukraine that there was a Lithuanian influencer who used his followers in order to gain 5 million euros, I think it was.
Yes.
In order to get a really important weapon for the Ukrainians. So I would say that the internet actually provides a lot of possibilities for also younger people. And obviously they have to be aware of the fact that not everything is real. Obviously you fake pictures or you try to like make them seem good because you want the followers, you need followers. It's our job in the end. And you can kind of compare it to a movie, for example. The actors are also wearing makeup and nice dresses that they wouldn't wear in like normal life.
Putting on a mask, right?
Exactly.
That's so what you do for your job too.
Yeah. So, and even parents maybe have to tell their kids about that and make them aware of that. And I think if you have this awareness, then there's no problem with the internet.
But would you say that influencers should maybe tell their audience that what they're showing is not always real?
Yeah, I guess that's also a factor. And you can see, I mean, nowadays that influencers are starting to show themselves without makeup or starting to show like these like two pictures put together, like how you would look if you would pose, how you would look normally, like with a, not such a flat stomach or something like that.
Just normalizing being normal.
Exactly, exactly. And there are also some really like extreme pictures, I don't know, of unshaved legs or arms. Something really to like show this awareness. So I think we're actually getting into that the right direction. We're developing towards this like awareness of people.
Thank you. That's a very great answer.
In my experience, actually, it was completely different because I lived in the two eras, just the before the technologic and then after it. And I saw that realness that you want now to erase again, and we had it without technology and all the internet and all the information you have, you can reach now. So I think in this era of technology that is arising and now all these real things that you want to perform and defend, we also had it and all these insecurities that are erasing in young generations are completely useless, and just we could have skipped them in a way without technology and staying the way we were, just having the same amount of information, being able to reach it, not being so used to having everything instantly. So I think we could have kept that realness that now we want to defend again, because it's totally stupid to come again to a thing that we already had.
So, we heard a lot of great arguments for and against the usage of the internet that let us circle back to the main question. What is the relationship between our personality and what we do on the internet? It's a complicated and a messy issue. Social media shapes our personality, and our personality shapes social media. We should be the ones picking out the right sources and separating what's real and what's fake. At the end of the day, if cyberspace is damaging your personality and your mental health, stay away from it. If you feel like the internet does more good and it's beneficial, continue to use it. Maybe even try to conduct the experiment of not using the internet for a month, and maybe you'll learn the greatest lesson of your life. Thank you, guys, for your time and our wonderful discussion. Hopefully, we will meet again.